WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When John Singleton made the acclaimed hit Boys in the Hood in 1991, he was only 23, and he was instantly anointed one of Hollywood's golden boys. But his next movie, Poetic Justice, made in 1993, was dismissed by critics and moviegoers alike. Now he's returned with a new movie, which he wrote and directed, about college life. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Higher Learning.
Singleton has set his movie on a fictitious campus called Columbus University. And right from the start, he makes sure you understand he intends it as an allegory for the whole USA. Huge American flags fly everywhere. And as the movie progresses, bands play the Star-Spangled Banner, and portraits of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson glower from the walls. Whatever other gifts Singleton may have, a light touch isn't one of them. He's out to teach mighty lessons here. And that means that whenever his movie threatens to get entertaining, it's time out for a lecture. Everybody in this movie speechifies to everyone else, but the big kahuna of all the speechifiers is a political science professor named Phipps. From what we can see, he's the only professor at this university. He's played by Lawrence Fishburne, and here he is in the midst of one of his many authoritative but not quite coherent lectures.
This course will be like anything in life. It will be what you make of it. I am not a babysitter.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not waste my time. Remember, no one is going to treat you special just because you are black. Right.
Or white. Or Hispanic. Or Indian. Or Asian. Or because you are a woman. Or because you failed to get sufficient rest last night.
Meanwhile, outside of class, the campus is a sea of conflict. There's young Malik, a scholarship track star, coming under the influence of the college's black militants. There's Remy, a white misfit from Idaho, who comes under the influence of the local skinheads. There's Kristen, a naive young thing from Orange County, who may have been date raped, and drifts from a very vague form of feminism to an even vaguer form of lesbianism. Some of the actors are very good, especially Omar Epps as Malik and Regina King as Kristen's spunky roommate, but Singleton's direction is tentative and amateurish. You can see that his actors don't know what he wants from them, and Singleton just keeps the camera rolling as they flail. And to what end? Singleton's message is that we should all try to get along. It's not the sort of profundity you have to resort to slobbering skinheads and campus shooting wars to prove. We live in a peculiar moment in the arts, when art is expected to serve a purpose, teach a lesson, make us better people. If it doesn't, then it risks, among other things, not being funded. A big studio movie like Higher Learning isn't dependent on that sort of simple-minded argument, but it gets infected by it just the same. A young director like Singleton, trying to live up to his billing as a prodigy and a spokesman for his people, may feel he has an artistic duty to teach and better us. But great art isn't about message-mongering. Great art comes when the artist opens himself up, when he observes and transforms what he sees. John Singleton's mistake is that he thinks he knows enough to teach the world. Maybe this movie's failure will provide him with a bit of higher learning.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.